Blake and Eva Show. Todd's here from News Center, Maine. So I have a story.
Okay.
I had a date yesterday. Well, I was supposed to have a date yesterday. Let me back up. For people who don't know, we get these new listeners all the time, right?
Right.
I told you that message I got from someone who was like, "Oh my God, what happened with the condo? I haven't been listening for 4 months." I was like, "Oh God, I can't tell the whole
story."
Wow.
Wow. Right. But
So I say, you know, I had a date, like, that's a big deal. Well, my partner Kyle passed away in April, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, you know, navigating all this and like definitely in no rush. But I met this guy and I was like, well, you know, why not? Why not? So we were supposed to have a date yesterday.
Right.
And we had texted like nonstop for the 2 days that I knew him. Right.
Oh, no.
Okay. And then we're on the phone for like an hour on, it was supposed to be yesterday. So Tuesday night, right?
Right.
Like just sort of checking all the marks and whatever and, you know, family history, talking about this. Obviously, I told him about Kyle, like all this stuff. So, okay. I start by saying he's really cute. Right.
Right.
And I was like, oh, okay. And then we start talking. I was like, oh, he's pretty smart and he's interesting and he's here from out of town. He's moved here for a, you know, temporary thing, but he may stay here longer, like blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, this is interesting. So then, so we're chatting back and forth and I thought, you know what? What the hell? You know, why not? So we were supposed to have a date yesterday. So at 5 o'clock, I am like ready to go meet him.
Right.
And then no text. I was like, text me when you're nearby and we'll walk over to this place. No text. It's like 5:15. I'm like, oh, that's weird. 5:20. Nothing. And I thought, well, that's weird. Let me call him. So I called and I texted and he didn't reply. And I called him and the number was disconnected.
What?
I got catfished. So
that's so mean.
This is what I don't understand about this. Why?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So now I'm like, I'm fine. I'm like, well, whatever. It actually is kind of a relief in a way because I was like, oh, how do I navigate
nervous
this? I'm like, I don't really want to
anxious
date
and
like,
that,
but I was like, but you know what? Why not? Like if it could be great, why not give it a chance to at least meet him? You know what I mean?
Right.
But so I thought, well, we didn't exchange any personal information. You know what I mean? There's nothing that we talked about that is like, you know, personal data or anything like that. And I thought, you know, there were not, you know, pictures or anything that I wouldn't want out there, like nothing like that, you know? So I thought, well, what was the point?
Hmm.
You know, what was the point? So I text my friend and I was like, oh, I think I got catfished. And this is a friend
this
who's like
crazy.
Single and dating goes, oh yeah, I hate that. I was like, wait a minute, is this like a normal thing? What?
They go all the way to the almost meeting and then.
Yeah.
But why though?
I don't know.
Like that's just to lead somebody on.
That's what I can't figure out.
I think it's low
self-esteem. Out of it.
Yeah, but we talked on the phone for an hour,
and the phone's disconnected. So is that a burner phone?
Well, okay. So now, of course, you know. So
did you do any sleuthing? Because I'm on it.
Oh, I did.
Right?
I did. Okay. Oh, of course I did. I did like the reverse phone number lookup, like all that. I was like a crazy person yesterday because I felt so stupid. You know what I mean? Like that's the first thing I was like, well, that's a bummer. He's not even real. Like that he was. Oh, well, that's okay. Well, then whatever. You know, you can't be upset about something that wasn't real. You know what I mean? But then I was like, well, now I feel like a dummy. I fell for that,
well,
you know?
I mean,
so
I
then
do
I
know.
But then I look back and I'm like, "Oh yeah, well, he said he was from the West Coast, but he had a Long Island number, which I should have known cuz I know the Long Island numbers cuz I grew up down there, you know."
Mm.
And then I was like, "Well, that's kind of weird." And then I realized that when I looked him up on social media, there was no trace of him, anyone with that name on social media.
Right.
And I thought, that's kind of weird for someone who's like 31, 32, you know.
Did he say where he was working here? You don't have to say, but
yeah,
did he say?
He had a whole story. And that was the other thing, is we talked about all this other stuff. We were texting back and forth, like, you know, just like little things get to know you. You know what I mean? And it was I guess there's a possibility he was real and just was, you know, hesitant to do whatever and had a, you know, a fake number, like through like Google or something. Just in case people are crazy, clearly. You know what I mean? So, it could have been that, sure. But I think it was just a fake person. Isn't that strange?
Why don't people just...
Like, I don't
that's
know.
How they get, that's how they have entertainment. Why don't they just binge watch a show? Like, really?
Right. I know. Like, isn't that bizarre,
people
though?
People waste... That's such a waste of time.
And I got it.
So
I was like, oh my God, thank God I didn't tell I told like one or two friends because I had dinner and I was like, I can't do tomorrow. I have a date, actually. And he was like, really? Tell me about the date. I'm showing him the pictures. I'm telling him about our conversation. It was kind of so. It, granted, it's fake, but there was a part of it, even though it's fake, that Eva is gonna love.
What?
Okay, hold on. I gotta find the text. hold on. Oh, so he texts because I didn't tell him what I did for work. I thought, you know, I'm gonna play it cool. Shut up. So,
me Formosa.
So I said. Right. So then he texts me yesterday, and he's like, "Wait a minute, the guy talking on the radio is named Blake, and it sounds like you." And I was like, "Yeah, okay, secret's out." And then he goes, "Oh my God, do I get to meet Eva?" And I was like, "See?" And I knew that Eva would be like, "I don't care that he's fake. That was a good line."
Yeah, a good line. Yeah. Props to you, dude.
Yeah. I will say, like I was kind of bummed about it, but now I'm like. Wow, like I'm fascinated by that. Like, why? What's the goal? You know what I mean?
Right.
And I will say personally that it was kind of like a reminder that I can be excited about something romantic. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it was a good reminder that, you know what? I still have that in me.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So that's my positive spin on it.
Okay.
And I got to go to I had a good excuse to go out to dinner. It's like, I'm going to go get myself a drink. Make it a double, bartender.